This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. This is a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Kevin McClellan faced lawmakers' questions over how arriving asylum seekers and undocumented migrants are treated in U.S. custody, as well as the extent to which President Donald Trump's set declaration of national emergency along the southern U.S. border aligned with the situation on the ground. The Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is engaged in a political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. The government said in a statement that Ambassador Daniel Kriener had 48 hours to leave for what it said was Kriener's meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. The order came after he met with Guaido at Caracas Airport Monday upon Guaido's return to the country. Guaido is recognized by the U.S. and about 50 other nations as Venezuela's interim leader, and he returned home on a commercial flight following a tour of Latin American countries in defiance of a court-imposed travel ban. Guaido called for Maduro's ouster at a rally shortly after his return. Guaido supporters contend that last year's re-election of Maduro, who was supported by Russia, was invalid. China confirmed Thursday that it has suspended the clearance of canola imports from Canadian agribusiness Richardson International and said customs will step up inspections of Canadian canola until further notice. China's foreign ministry said Wednesday that customs officials had discovered pests in samples of canola import from Canada. It said the problem with one company was particularly serious but did not name that firm. This is VOA News. At a hearing on sexual assaults in the military, Arizona Senator Martha McSally shared her own experience. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
McSally was the first female Air Force fighter pilot to fly in combat and is also a sexual assault survivor.
In one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally says she reacted like many victims and did not report what happened.
I didn't trust the system at the time.
She did speak up years later and was so horrified by the response, she nearly quit the Air Force.
I felt the system was raping me all over again.
Military sexual assault reports jumped nearly 10% in 2017. Defense officials have argued that shows more trust in the system and a greater willingness to report the crime, rather than indicating there are actually more assaults. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's former attorney met Wednesday with the House committee investigating the president, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Michael Cohen spent hours testifying in private to the House Intelligence Committee. Sources say he talked about his claim that a false statement he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by the president's attorneys. Afterward, Cohen told reporters,
"Everything went very well. I believe that they're happy with my responses."
Committee Chairman, California Democrat Adam Schiff.
He was able to shed light on a lot of issues that are very core to our investigation, and we were able to drill down in great detail.
The question remains if Trump or his lawyers knew that Cohen's statement would be false and whether the attorneys had any direct role in crafting it. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Washington is ratcheting up pressure on Ankara over its decision to buy a Russian missile defense system, which was confirmed last month by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Senior U.S. diplomats held talks this week in the Turkish capital to lobby against the sale, as Washington warns of grave consequences. The U.S. trade deficit hit a record low last year, or I should say a record last year. That's despite, or rather because of actions to bring it down. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The U.S. trade deficit hit a 10-year high in 2018, in large part, says CFRA investment strategist Sam Stovall, because of the president's effort to drive it down with tariffs.
You had a lot of front-running by companies that wanted to buy in to foreign imports before the tariffs came into effect.
Trump entered office claiming the excess of imports over exports was a drain on the U.S. economy. The trend accelerated as American manufacturers stepped up imports to get ahead of tariffs. The U.S. had its biggest trade deficit with China, followed by Mexico. Warren Levinson, New York.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.